Anyone else out there on the weekend grocery shopping and go to buy Bix pickles and realize there were none? Like, I was looking for the yum-yum pickles, but couldn't find them. And apparently, Bix, which is made only for the Canadian market, is no longer on the shelves at a lot of grocery stores. It's a consequence of the ongoing trade war between Canada and the U.S. Some Safeway stores even putting up signs on their shelves that say Bix are no longer available because of the tariff impact, at least for now, anyhow. And after the U.S. slapped tariffs on Canadian goods back in March, the Canadian government retaliated with a long list of counter tariffs, one of which was to put a 25% tariff on cucumbers and pickles. So a lot of retailers feel the 25% tariff makes them just too expensive to bring in. They're encouraging other brands, local, wherever possible. So Bix, which started out, as I discovered, as a Canadian company, but was later acquired by the U.S., and production has moved south of the border. Several years ago this happened. However, while the pickles may be made in Oakland, the company buys something like 11 million pounds of Ontario cucumbers every year and said that all the lids and jars come from an Ontario manufacturer too. But Bix, because of the tariffs, disappearing from store shelves in Canada. I love Bix. I love pickles, period. And they're not entirely gone from every grocery store shelf yet. But they could be the longer this tariff war drags on. And if retailers choose not to pick up because of the tariff being too expensive and not in their business plan. I'm in a real pickle here. I love my yum-yums. And I don't have a big enough garden. So I don't have my own pickles. But that's the reason, if you are looking too. It's the tariff. Ongoing tariff war. The reason Bix is disappearing from store shelves. Our Saskatchewan Rough Riders disappeared for a week because of the bye week, but they are back this week. They will begin preparations for the Tie Cats on Saturday, a game that should be sold out. It's not yet, but a few thousand tickets left. Labor Day sold out. Would love to see this one, too. They are red hot, as is the league right now. What a dramatic weekend in the CFL. Watch the Argos lose to the Red Blacks in the final minute there. Toronto failed in its comeback. Tossed the interception. The Elks, led by Cody Fajardo, won. Beat the Alouettes. And what a weekend for kickers. It looked like the Bombers would beat the Stamps with this boot from Castillo with a minute left on the clock.
Castillo from 63. That is up! Got it! As clutch as they come, Castillo nails it for Winnipeg and they go on top by one. Wow! Can't believe it!
Yeah, it was an amazing 63-yard field goal, but there's a minute left, right? So the Stamps maneuver, get in their own situation where they can win it.
And on the leg of Paredes. Ball is down. Kick is up. Got it. Paredes gets the job done. Calgary walks it off and sweeps the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yeah, there they go. The Stamps, they win it 28-27. All four games this weekend were super exciting. And like I said, what a weekend for kickers. That 63-yarder for Castillo. And a 70-yard field goal in NFL preseason matchup over the weekend. If you missed it, it was between the Steelers and Jacksonville. Cam Little for the Jags nails a 70-yard field goal.
Holy smokes. They got a shot.
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
I've never seen that. The NFL record. That would be an NFL record.
This is the end of the first half.
Holy smokes.
That's unbelievable.
Cam Little standing half a football field away with more than a dozen offensive defensemen, linemen in front of him, blocking his view. He couldn't even see if the ball cleared the crossbar. He said that after the game. He only knew because his teammates started jumping up and down. But because it was a preseason game, it's not an official record, but it is the longest one yet in NFL history. But the record still remains for a guy by the name of Justin Tucker, former Baltimore Ravens, who kicked a 66-yarder back in 2021.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand.
Wherever you might be traveling across Saskatchewan, perhaps you've come across a hidden gem that you would love to share and ensure that everyone else checks out, like Patricia McGibbon said, Claybank Brick Plant National Historic Site. Lunch and desserts are awesome. It's a must-see as they keep the history alive at the Clay Bank Brick Plant. I've heard that is just awesome. I've never been myself either. Joanne Cathy said Grasslands National Park. Going again the end of August. It's a beauty. Little Manitou Lake. Manitou Beach, where you can float. Tracy Weeb, yeah, we've heard that as well. And a lot of bakeries popping up here on must-stops through your holiday travels. The Indian Head Bakery, brought to my attention by Melissa Dobrowalski. Melissa, you and everyone else I mentioned here, go in the draw to win Shake the Lake tickets for the Friday night. I'll make that draw after 8 o'clock and direct message the grand prize winner. But keep your texts coming. Include your first and last name, 1-877-300-7275. Must stops. Let's check in with our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson, taking advantage of the bye week. Took his family to Cypress Hills. How's the trip going?
I'm going to tell you, this is some beautiful country, man. Wow.
You've never been before?
Never been. My wife, she's born and raised in Saskatchewan. She's never been here. I think we kind of lucked up on a spot or something. One of her friends had a reservation. They weren't able to use it. My wife's like, no, we'll take it.
Well, I'm glad you did, but I'm a little disappointed. Here you are, this big brute of a man who can do feats of strength I've never seen before. And then I see you're in a hotel, like one of the cabins. You're not even tenting. That's not camping.
It's called glamping. I'll take it to another level.
Do you have your smoker with you?
Oh, I wish I had brought it. That's the one thing they don't have here is like a patio grill or anything. But guess what? They do have the fire pits and everything. So we're going to take it old school grill style.
That's my man. That's my man. You know, this morning we were talking about the ultimate prairie passport, filling a passport full of ideas. Everyone goes on summer vacation and we all have discovered some quirky little stop or maybe a restaurant, a donut shop or a store where it's just become now a tradition in my household, for instance. When we go to Cyprus every summer, we're going in a couple weekends, you stop in Maple Creek on the way to the toy store. You found it. Cowtown Kids and Candy. It's where my kids love to go. What did you think your first time?
When I first walked in, Greg, it just took me back in time, to be honest with you. You know, even with the street layout there, you know, where the toy store is in Maple Creek, walk in and I wasn't expecting what I saw at all. Just so many toys. The kids went crazy from the time they walked through the door. And then they had an area way in the back, everything over to the right. And they had an upstairs.
That upstairs, have you ever seen that many puzzles in your life? I've never.
Never in my life. And even my wife, I'm like, holy cow, they have everything, man. Like, just, you know, you think about your childhood growing up, I'm sure there are probably some games that back then that they have in there right now.
Very nostalgic. And did you come out with a ton of candy and they've got like bottled drink from your past? The kids love the candy part in my household.
And you know what? We came out, I think my wife came out over about $60, maybe $70.
Love it.
And I'll tell you, you said the Coke bottles and stuff. My kids had never seen Coke in a bottle. I'm like, are y'all kidding me?
Love it. That's so cool that you're having an experience like that. And Belton, you've gotten around. You may not have camped elsewhere in Saskatchewan, but you've been elsewhere in Saskatchewan. Do you have any other quirky spots or hidden gems that you'd like to pass along?
You know, I've been down to Ogemaw before. I'm going to tell you, you know, that area there too, right? They have the train rides. You know, I'm a foodie. I like to eat, Greg.
No, I didn't know that.
So they have a barbecue spot down there and a pizza spot that's absolutely amazing. Highly recommend it, man.
Yeah, the Ogemaw train and all the eats around there. You're right. I've not done that for a few years. Okay, we're adding that into the ultimate prairie passport, courtesy of Belton Johnson. You're on holidays. I should leave you alone and hang up now, shouldn't I?
Hey, Greg, I got breakfast going right now on the stovetop, to be honest.
Belton Johnson, nice to hear you back. Hey, we got football returning. We'll catch up with you later in the week and talk about the Ticats and the Riders.
Sounds good, Greg.
Happy holidays if you're vacationing this week. You got one kind of lousy day today, and then the rest looks like it's going to be sunny and warming up nicely as we move towards the weekend where the Riders return Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock start against the Ticats. Not sold out yet. few thousand tickets left. Hopefully it will be 7-1, and the Riders are the hottest team in the CFL right now. Holidays. We're talking about hidden gems and stops to add to my prairie passport of things to do. And a lot of you have made some great recommendations, like the Grotto at St. Peter's Abbey, Munster. Another beautiful, peaceful stop just off the highway. Great place, they said, to stretch, reflect on what it's like to be a monk. The Crooked Bush. Yeah, I'd forgotten about this one, dear. Hafford is a bizarre, a natural phenomenon where a grove of aspen trees grow all twisted and weird. No one knows why. Sounds like a deleted scene out of Stranger Things to me. Think Haunted Nature Walk meets Alien Crop Circle, I guess, but that's a good one. I promised everyone who entered and shared would get in the hat here that Frank, my producer, would draw a name from everyone who told me about a hidden gem. And I've got tickets for Friday night's Shake the Lake. A pair of tickets. That's good for Friday night to see Default. And who we got here? Oh, Frank says it's Terry Olson from Pilot Butte, who had recommended Wadena Bakery. Yeah, a few people talked about the Boston cream pies there at Wadena Bakery. Terry, randomly you were chosen, and Frank's going to be in touch to hook you up with those tickets to Shake the Lake. Congratulations. Thank you for shooting me a text, too. If you notice, the city tap water is off just a touch today. The city of Regina advised us on Friday that they were doing maintenance on the treatment plant again, so might be a little yellowish or a brown tinge, but it is safe to drink. And one other city note, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, the Fall Leisure Guide registration opens up to everyone in the city. And as usual, swimming lessons are what everyone is going to be trying to get there first. Who knows, a few years from now, it might not be as hard with the new aquatic center in the mix too, right? In fact, construction is set to begin on the new aquatics facility, and it will lead to some future traffic headaches, like the closure of North Railway Street and a portion of Cameron Street near the old stadium site. Work on the new pool, they suggest, is set to begin this fall. Really quick, Western Canadian Baseball League East Division Final. The Red Sox traveled to Saskatoon Sunday night, won their first game of the best of three, could end it tonight with another victory at Curry Field. They won 8-7 in 11 innings against the Berries. 7 o'clock start tonight at Curry Field. Let's hope it's packed. But everyone in the league buzzing what happened Saturday night for the Berries to get to meet the Red Sox. They played the Moose Jaw Miller Express Saturday night. That is the sound of the bottom of the 10th inning Saturday night. Bases loaded, 3-2 count. Carter back there slams it out of the park, delivering a walk-off series clinching Grand Slam lead for the Berries so that they could advance to this round against the Sox. But Beck's Grand Slam came after one of the most crazy finishes you could imagine. The game was like 16-12 in the end, favor of the Berries. But Moose Jaw at one point was trailing 10-3, and they scored like 9 runs in the 8th to take a lead, 12-10, before Saskatoon rallied in the 9th to send it into extra. So Moose Jaw, good on you, good fight, but wasn't enough. The Berries, though, Moose Jaw, you're probably happy they lost last night to the Red Sox, and as I mentioned, game 2 at Curry Field, and the Blue Jays, wow.
Round ball to third. Barger to second, and the Blue Jays win the ball game. Mason Fluharty with the two biggest outs of his life as he gets Ohtani and Betts with the bases loaded, and the Blue Jays win the game 5-4.
Yeah, Jays have the day off today after winning 4 out of 6. They beat Colorado in that stretch and Denver there, and then lost 2 of 3 of the National League West leading Dodgers. Jays open a 3-game stand against the Cubs tomorrow night. The Jays are still the best team in the American League, though. 4 games up. Got a text here from Sean. He said, Greg, heard you talking about how Vic's pickles are disappearing from store shelves because of the ongoing tariff war. And yeah, the retaliatory tariff that Canada put on the U.S. after Trump came after us was included pickles. So Vic's pickles, made, I believe, in Oakland, but they still use like thousands and thousands of cucumbers out of Ontario, and the jars and the lids all come from Ontario. So it used to be a Canadian company, Bix, and now it's based out of Oakland, but they use a lot of Canadian product. Anyhow, with this tariff war, The retailers are suggesting that, well, it's almost too expensive to bring them in now, so they're slowly disappearing from some store shelves. That was my experience on the weekend. I went looking for some yum-yums, and I got a text here from Sean that said, hey, Greg, we are Lake Diefenbaker at Elbow. I bought some from local Hutterites, the yum-yums. Delicious. Yeah, you can certainly find local pickles. But Bix is such a big name, I was just surprised they were starting to disappear from store shelves. Really feel for this gentleman. You folks in the Swift Current area probably know or perhaps have heard of Danny Fair. There's a GoFundMe page his family's organized for him. He is a Saskatchewan man who is in critical but stable condition after he was bit by a rattlesnake in Texas as he played golf. And sadly, Danny went into anaphylactic shock and cardiac arrest after the bite. And he was admitted into a hospital, the ICU. He was sedated heavily and then eventually weaned off sedation, but has not yet woken up. An MRI has shown a severe brain injury. His family set up this GoFundMe page because no insurance, and they're having to deal with a financial strain right now. But last I checked, it was pretty close to $25,000 rounded up for the family. But thoughts and prayers. But man, yeah, just another reminder that whenever you travel, how insurance should be top of mind. Not that I'm trying to make this family feel any worse, because that's awful what they're going through. But it's happened to many others, too. He's not alone and not having insurance coverage. But sad story there. Hey, this is kind of cool. If you're a parent and you have kids who are, well, gamers, how often have you looked at them staring blankly at the television, controller in their hands, you're yelling at them, get off tech. They ignore you. But think of it this way. Perhaps one day it could be a career for them. It's happened. Matthew Fioravanti helped what he calls Shopify Rebellion, his group, take the title and $100,000 in prize money at the Halo Championship Series Major in Salt Lake City. I guess this happened last week, and Fioravanti says it all came down to the team clicking at the right time.
What clicked was just more of an experience thing. You know, we'd only been teaming for 6 months. Them having the experience of playing a couple tournaments since they're so young, finally just clicked at like the third one. That's like, okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. Matthew's been around. We've heard of him winning big prize money previously, too, with Halo. This is really cool, and he's always proud to call Regina home, and that's where he plays from.
Honestly, it feels good. Regina's a smaller city, and especially the gaming that I do is very uncommon. So doing it from this city, especially from Canada, Belgium, and Saskatchewan, I'd love to represent the city.
Yeah, that's awesome. Three-time world champ. Says the win gives them the confidence now as they head back into the next big one in October as a team, and then hopefully off to the Worlds to win some big money there. Number one at the movies, Weapons. Kevin Martell from the newsroom told me he saw it on the weekend, said it was great. Got to see this movie. It was the number one at the box office. Second most popular was the body-swapping Disney comedy Freakier Friday. Came in second at the box office. Hey, there's movie matinees. Still kids on holiday, so there's a chance for something you can check out maybe in the afternoons.